Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When we talk about the local art scene, there are just so many cool things to focus on. This month, we're going to turn our attention to the sounds of Sacramento. Arts advocate Veronica Rodriguez is back for this month's Arts Talk, hooking us up with events for art lovers of all ages. And we're going to kick things off with the Sacramento music scene because there's a new venue opening up. Well, Veronica, as always, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Excited as always.
So there's a pretty big development in the music or performance scene in Sacramento. Channel 24 is opening in Midtown. Our very own Cap Radio reporter, Tony Rodriguez, has a story about it on our website. But tell us about it. It seems like a pretty big development for the city.
Yeah, it's awesome because it's showing that Sacramento is a music destination. Companies outside of our region are investing in local venues to create a space for us. So it's a little bit larger than what you'd see at Ace of Spades or Harlow's or any of those spots. It's about 2,000 audience capacity, and it's already sold out for its first show on April 24th, and they're planning 16 more shows. And so if you go through their website, you're seeing they're selling out already. So that type of venue, it brings a lot of commerce to that region, and it brings a lot of people from outside of the central city into Sacramento. So, you know, music venues are great business. They're great for people just to get out, interact, have a great time. Music always makes a fun night out, right?
Of course. How needed was a venue like Channel 24?
It really fills a gap, right? It's bigger than Ace of Spades, but it's smaller than Golden One Center. So it fills a gap of where people want an intimate venue, but they want to feel like they're in a crowd and they're in a space that bigger artists will come to and that they can really interact with the audiences. And I think that's what's great about Sacramento. People are there to have a great time, and it just fills that hole of being able to have an intimate experience, but in a big concert setting.
Yeah, that is a pretty big gap going from a venue like Ace of Spades to Golden One Center and not having something in the middle. And the demand seems to be there if it's already sold out its first show. So when it comes to the other venues in the area, like Harlow's or Torch Club, Ace of Spades, Goldfields, is there competition or do they all fit a niche role in the music venue scene in Sacramento?
That's a great point. I think they really all do fit their own little mold that they've created and carved out for themselves. You know, Harlow's, you can have, I've seen Genuine at Harlow's. So that's, you know, 2000 R&Bs. I've seen Genuine, but I've also seen local bands like Exquisite Corp. I've seen cover bands like Petty Theft there. So they fit their own mold. I've gone to fundraisers there, and Harlow's is a great time all the time. And then you have Torch Club, which is a very different vibe, a completely different set of musical entertainment. It's celebrating 25 years right now. So April 11th through 13th, they're going to have this huge celebration featuring artists like Mercy Me, Peter Petty, the Element Brass Band. They have an all-star lineup of about over a dozen artists coming to celebrate. But they also filled a very different role, like jam sessions and free cover nights and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're going to have something for you.
That's amazing. And 25 years is no easy feat, especially when you take in the last 5 years during the pandemic and these venues really could not operate for a couple of years. What is it about Torch Club that you think makes it this mainstay in the Sacramento music scene?
I really believe it's their consistency. Like I said, Wednesday through Sunday, you can go to Torch Club and have something musically interesting to be a part of. You don't have to be the music know-it-all. I can't remember songs for the life of me, but if I go to Torch Club, I know I'm going to have a good time. I know I'm going to connect with somebody. I know I'm going to learn something new. It's maybe a young, aspiring artist. It's a local, you know, community business leader that has a band. It's something different and unique, but they also have jam sessions. You could go there and catch artists just riffing off each other. So it's very Sacramento. It's really the Sacramento music scene. It literally lights the torch for Sacramento music and has for 25 years.
Yeah. Okay. So April is celebrating new and old when it comes to the music scene in Sacramento. You have the opening of Channel 24, the 25th anniversary of Torch Club. Now let's switch gears and get to photography, because April is photography month and it is the time to just take in dozens of galleries and studios highlighting photographers. What's lined up for this month?
Oh, this is so exciting. And everyone says anyone could be a photographer, right? Everyone's got a camera. Everyone's got a camera on their phone. But when
you got those filters. The age of filters. Everyone can be a photographer.
Everybody. But when you walk into Viewpoint Photographic Art Center, that's when you realize not everyone's a photographer.
No.
There is something amazing when you see how a photographer could capture the lighting, the angles, the shadows, and really bring something to life in a way that you can never get done with your cell phone. So Viewpoint, located on J Street in Midtown, they are really leading the way for the photography community. Their goal is pretty heavy. It's to support the region's photographic community, right? No small feat, but they do that in a lot of different ways. They offer workshops, events, gathering spaces, and again, they are hosting and leading this photography month. So they've partnered with dozens of community organizations, galleries, studios to help curate a series of exhibits, gatherings, workshops, and lectures throughout the month. So there's about a dozen things happening. A quick shout out, kind of regionally, because it's not just Central City, it's all around the region, is Auburn Old Town Gallery.
Oh, right, nice.
Yeah, right in Old Auburn. They are an artist-run gallery. They've been there since 1995. They're going to have their own show called Pixels, and it's featuring the gallery's photographers that they can go and check out. So there's also Logos Used Bookstore in Davis, which is a part of the Friends of the Davis Public Library. They have received tons of donated books, and through Logos Used Bookstore, they sell those, and they receive income from that, and it's all volunteer-based, but they're going to have their own exhibit by artist or photographer Tom Martins. So that's something to check out in Davis. But there's a full list of participants of Photography Month at photomonthsacramento.org.
Wonderful. And we'll have a link on our Insight page, too,
great,
because you touched upon Sacramento, Placer, and Yolo counties. But as you mentioned, there's more than a dozen opportunities to take in local photography, which is just amazing. What else is happening around the region in Sacramento County? What's going on in Elk Grove this month?
Oh, they have Elk Grove Fine Arts Center. They'll have their first Saturday art walk, and they're hosting the Short Centers, which are part of the Developmental Disabilities Service Organization. The Short Centers have been around for years, since about 1978, and they offer artists with disabilities their daytime programming through the arts. Phenomenal work. To see some of their artwork, it's to see art in their purest form. It's raw, it's bright. When you're seeing an image they've created, it's, you know, the big eyes, big teeth, big hands, bright colors. It's really just a pure form of art. And these artists from Short Centers, they do everything from painting to textiles. And they're going to be displayed at the Elk Grove Fine Arts Center. They have their reception on Saturday, April 5th from 4 to 7. And it's running all month long there.
April 5th to the 23rd. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Finally, we always talk to you when we're just running into First Friday. Mm-hmm. And this month, the 10th anniversary, right? That's a big deal, a decade.
That's a really big deal. It shows that art is all about consistency. They have walked the walk, right? So they have maintained 10 years of this. And when I say they, I mean the Warehouse Artist Lofts. 10 years ago, this vision of bringing artists together in a living space that was offered to the community as a showing space was conceptualized and developed and delivered by the late Ella Yousefi. So that's something. 10 years of that. 10 years of Rafael Delgado Art Studio, Arndt and Framing, Verge Center for the Arts, Access Galleries, the R Street Corridor. They all came together to build this night out, featured on galleries and artists for the art lovers that wanted to be a part of the arts community. So that's really exciting. So Verge Center for the Arts, they're going to have their opening on Friday featuring their studio artists. They are known for really dynamic contemporary artwork, and they're always have artists there to connect with. The Wall, they have their studios open, and you could go see as you're wandering through the building. But they're also going to have vintage posters available for collecting. And of course, Rafael Delgado Art Studio on 12th and S, he will have an open artist talk at 6 p.m. So you could really anchor your night on anything and have a nice after work experience after a long, stressful week. Go experience some arts and culture that was really developed for our community.
Yeah, that's a wonderful look back. I mean, being an artist, I can imagine, can kind of be a solitary experience. You're in your head. Of course, it's your creative expression. But I think art walks like this, it creates an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. It's where art and local art is really a fabric of the community. And that's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. It was made so people can experience the arts, and it's bringing down that ivory tower feel, right? It's part of the community. It's artists are part of the community. They're an entire ecosystem of commerce, of culture that provides something incredible for our region. And that's what makes a city dynamic is when you go to any big city, it's, oh, do you check out the museums? Do you check out any galleries? What shows did you go to? Did you go to a Broadway theater experience? So those are the type of questions people ask when they visit a city. And people ask the same thing about Sacramento.
It's invaluable. Veronica, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is arts advocate Veronica Rodriguez lining us up for all of the events to take advantage of in April for our monthly Arts Talk segment. We have a list of the events that Veronica just laid out on our Insight page at capradio.org/insight. And that is it for Insight today. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. We're on Apple and Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our audio engineer is David Bourne. Our original show music, you're listening to it now, is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.